Here I am outside in our gazebo in the backyard. It's a gorgeous night out. Sky is clear. I can see all the stars. I'm just hoping, praying that this full body flush of embarrassment will just go away. I knew deciding to be one of your roommates was probably going to be a bad idea, considering I've been in, you know, in love with you for years, I guess. Ever since high school. You know, now that we're both in college, you know, it's just progressed. But I never told you. I never thought you'd feel the same way. And to have one of your friends point it out tonight, just so straightforward, was kind of unsettling. I didn't realize my feelings were, you know, that transparent. But I'm sitting here just away from everyone else. I figure if I just hang out in here, everything will be fine. Everyone will go home. I can sneak back in the house. Won't have to deal with it. I'm a little startled when I hear the boards creak on the steps, and I turn my head, and there you are. I don't know if I should be happy to see you, or scared, or upset, because I just don't know how you're going to respond to what happened. You walk closer to me where I'm sitting and sit there. I turn my head away, too embarrassed to make eye contact with you. And you sit there quietly for a moment and ask, "Are you okay?" I don't know how to respond to that. And I tell you, it depends on how you feel. And you sit there quietly for just a moment longer, and you tell me, "Well, I'm a little shocked, but not in a bad way." And your response kind of puzzles me a bit, but I tell you, I'm embarrassed. And you don't respond, and you just sit there, and I can feel the blush in my cheeks intensifying tenfold of embarrassment yet again. I'm about ready to get up because I figure this is going to be a pointless conversation with you. You're just not going to answer the way I want you to. You notice I go to move. I go to get up and you grab my hand and I stop and I look at you and you ask, "Where are you going?" And I tell you, "Well, I figure this conversation's done. You're just not saying anything and I'd rather not continue to be embarrassed." And you pull me closer to you, wrap your arm around me, and kind of cuddle me into you and tell me, "Don't be embarrassed. There's nothing wrong with having feelings and being embarrassed by those feelings. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with you not telling me." I kind of go stiff in your arms and And I'm a little speechless. And I just sit there, not talking for a few moments, and you tell me, you ask, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you had feelings for me? And I just sit there, and I quietly get out. I didn't think you'd feel the same way, and I'd rather have kept him to myself than risk that embarrassment and humiliation and of you telling me no. And you kind of giggle a little, best way to describe that quiet laugh of yours is a giggle to yourself and tell me, well, there's one way I can answer that question now. And I look up and I meet your eyes. You lean forward and you kiss me. Just a sweet, gentle press of lips against mine. And I melt. I'm just a complete puddle of goo at that point. And you pull away and you stare in my eyes and ask, does that answer your question? And deciding to, maybe make this a little playful, I tell you, no, I think I need another one. Just to be sure. And you give me a little smirk and you lean forward, and this time the kiss isn't quite as gentle. A little firmer. A little more demanding. I can feel a desire building in you. Your tongue sneaks out and I can feel it trace my bottom lip. I open my mouth and again. Just, oh my goodness. It's just an amazing kiss. You pull away and you're kind of, we're leaving us both breathless and you ask, is that better? And I give you a grin and I say, yes, that is a good answer. And you pull me close to you again and you kiss me gently. And then you start pressing kisses down my jaw, down my neck. And considering how warm it is out tonight, I'm just in a tank top, so there's lots of exposed skin for you. And you kiss along my shoulder and my collarbone. And you kiss your way back up to my lips, and you just kiss me with such passion. And the only thing I can do is just pretty much crawl into your lap to just kiss you back with that much passion as well. Your hands move to my waist and down to my ass and just grab my ass and just push me against you, and I can feel just with these few kisses that it's gotten you excited. My hands go to your hair and run my hands through your hair, and as I continue to kiss you, and you break the kiss again, and you start pushing kisses down my neck again, and down my shoulder, my collarbone. You grab the strap of my tank top and push it down my shoulder. You do the same to the other one. I let it fall, the straps fall down my arms, and I'm now sitting there in front of you, pretty much topless, since I was not wearing anything under my tank top. You sit there, staring at me in a bit of awe, I guess, before you let one hand reach out and you just gently touch one of my breasts. Then you cup it in your hand. I can feel my nipple get hard, your touch. You massage it a little, you grip your other hand, reaches up and repeat the same motions to my other breast. It just feels so good. You lean forward and press a few gentle kisses across my chest to one breast and to a nipple. It's nice and pert and hard for you. You take my nipple in your mouth and you lick it. Suck on it a little. You take it between your teeth and just bite just gently. Oh, that felt good. You do the same to my other nipple and it causes me to squirm a bit in your lap. You lean back again. You lean back and give me a smile, and before you lean up and you kiss me again. I wrap my arms around your neck and pull you close, pushing my breasts kind of into your chest a little. I let my hands run down your neck, to your shoulders, down to your waist, to the hem of your shirt. I pull it up, and you break the kiss, and you let me pull your shirt up over your head. Run my hands over all this new exposed skin to me. Run my hands over your chest to your shoulders, and I lean in and place a couple kisses. And before I gently bite you. And then a kind of a little gasp slash moan. at the sensation. I pull back, kind of smirking a little bit, and you give me this look that says you liked it. Just shocked you. Well, that's good to know. You look me in the eye and tell me, well, this is gonna get a little difficult here soon if you wanna stay on my lap. So, why don't we take this inside? I give you this. No. Look. And I get up and go to the little trunk, like compartment kind of thing that's in the gazebo that stores some extra blankets that we keep out here, and lift it up and pull a blanket out and lay it on the floor of this gazebo. I tell you, it's such a beautiful night. Why don't we just stay out here? It's warm enough. We're not gonna get cold. You smile and okay. So you stand up as well and get down onto the blanket that I've laid out and beckon me to you again. When I'm kneeling on the blanket next to you, and you take the bunch of my tank top that's kind of around my waist and pull it up over my head, and so we're both sitting there topless. And we just sit there kind of looking at each other and just kind of in awe a little that this is actually happening. And you lean forward and you kiss me and to snap me out of my little daze, I guess I was in. You pull me to you one more time, and I'm kind of forced to like lay down on top of you almost. In this position, I can feel you. You're straining against the front of your pants, and I can tell you're so hard. You kiss me again. I'm so happy that you enjoy kissing as much as I do. So, as we lay there kissing, I let my hand run down your chest, your stomach, to the front of your pants, and I grip you in my hand, and you let out this moan. It just gets me wetter. And my hand up and down the length of you through your pants. I go to unbutton them, and your hand stops me. And I pull back and I look at you, and you say, "No, no, no, no. I'm taking care of you first." And I just give you this look, and you just smile back, and you push me over onto, roll me over onto my back. You make quick work of the button and zipper of my pants I'm wearing, and pull them down along with my panties. So there I am, lying before you, completely naked, bathed in the moonlight. At this noise, I'm not sure exactly what it was, and you're just kind of looking at me amazed. I reach out and touch your hand and bring your eyes back to mine and say, is there something wrong? And you're like, no, not at all. I'm just in awe at your beauty. How did I not know you were standing right? You're just right in front of me this entire time, and I didn't see it. And I tell you, don't worry about the what ifs. We're here in the moment now. And you smile, and you lean down, and you kiss me again. Oh yeah. Oh. Break the kiss and you lean back and you let your hands start at my shoulder and run down my chest to my stomach and back up. Your fingers roam around my breasts, around my nipples, pinching them just a little bit here and there. The sensations running through my body are just, Feel your hand run down my legs, over my hips, thighs, my knee, calf, my shin, and back up and down the other leg, and keep just letting your fingers just touch as much of me as you possibly can. You lean in, you place a kiss against one nipple, then the other. Let him place another kiss in between my breasts, and then you start kissing down my stomach and down to my pubic bone. And you kiss all around my hips, my thighs. At this point, I'm squirming a bit because I'm very, very turned on at this point. And I just want to feel you against my pussy. And I want you to feel how wet I am. What I am for you. You move and move my legs. I spread them. And crawling between my legs, and let your fingers run across the insides of my thighs, and each pass, they get a little closer to my pussy, but just not close enough. And at this point, I'm really squirming. You lean forward and place a kiss against one hip and then the next, back and forth, slowly working your way down just a little bit closer each time towards my pussy. Until I feel your lips against me and against me. Oh, that feels good. Your tongue snakes out and flicks against my clit. Oh. It looks like you're done against my clit a few more times. And then your mouth, your tongue leaves my clit, and I feel you run your tongue the entire length of my pussy. Oh, tasting me. I can feel you moan again. I can feel the vibrations of your moan against me. Oh. You let your tongue lap at me for a little longer, hearing me pant and moan. And your tongue seeks at my clit one more time and circles around it. And I feel you slip a finger inside of me. Oh, goodness. Oh, God. You move that finger in and out of me. And quickly add a second finger. Oh, goodness. You start sucking on my clit. I lay there, a quivering mass, for a few moments. You remove your fingers. I can feel my pussy clenching around them as you remove them. You reach over and grab your shirt and you wipe your mouth off. You crawl up so you're hovering over me a little and you lean down to kiss me and I can still taste the remnants of myself on you. You whisper to my ear, I need you. I can't wait, I've got to be inside you. You lean back and sit up and unbuckle your belt and quickly and do your button and zipper of your pants and push them down. I can see your cock straining against your boxer briefs. Oh, that sight, oh my god. It's like a mental picture I'm gonna have to remember for months and months. Because it just looks so hot. I sit there eyeing you for a moment as you stand up and you quickly pull your pants off and you hook your thumbs into your underwear and pull them down, exposing that hard cock of yours. Oh. You lean and you go back. Come back to me and lay down next to me, and I can feel it press against my hip. And you meet my eyes and you say, I've loved you since the first day we met. But I was too shy to say anything. And now, all these years later, I find out my biggest dream has finally come true. And I just smile, and I lean up, and I give you I press my lips to yours and just give you the most passion-filled kiss. Break the kiss, and I look into your eyes, and I tell you, I love you too. And I've loved you for I don't know how long. And you just give me the smile, and my damn and kiss, give me the briefest kiss, and you pull back, I look at you, and I just tell you, make love to me. Make me yours. You lean in and pull me close to you, and you slip in between my legs again. I can feel your cock against my pussy. You push it up right, put it at my entrance, and you push in just oh so gently. You lean down and kiss me while you're slowly put your cock in me. Once you're fully inside of me, just stay there for a moment longer. Until you just start gently moving in and out my pussy. I faster, so I clench my pussy around you a little. Oh, I hear you. I have to moan, and you thrust, speed up. Oh, goodness. You feel so good inside of me. Pussy's clenching around you. I'm laying there quivering. Your thrusts. Give faster. Until you're getting close. You lay down and you press your lips to mine. You pull out of me and lay down next to me and just pull me into your arms and just cradle my quivering body against yours. I'm at a loss for words. Those are some of the most amazing orgasms I've ever had. And you just lay there, basking in the afterglow, bathed in the moonlight. And I hear a whispered, I love you. Leave your lips, and I return the sentiment. We just continue to lay there until we fall. All asleep in each other's arms.